It's 10:30 on a hot morning in August, and it's the busiest time of the day for 67-year-old Wan Zhuochan. He's focusing all of his attention on one of his stoves, waiting patiently for the woman in front of it to pack her soup. She walks away and he acts, quickly taking the burned honeycomb briquette out of the stove with his tongs, replaces it with a new one, and moves on to another stove. It's Wan's main task to make sure all the stoves in the communal kitchen he owns are hot for people coming to cook. He has been doing exactly the same thing since he opened the kitchen 18 years ago.
Rice porridge, noodles, soup, dumplings. You can cook whatever you want in this kitchen. It's just like home. You can have anything you want to eat.
The kitchen is actually a long, narrow corridor with two rows of tables, sinks, and about 30 stoves against the walls, offering seasonings, cooking utensils, and hot water. About 200 people come here every day, bringing vegetables or meat to cook dishes. One of the most important things is that cooking in one's kitchen is cheap.
It used to cost 50 cents to cook a dish until 2016, when the price of water and electricity went up. Now it costs 1 yuan to cook a dish, 2 yuan and 50 cents for soup. Now you can buy rice and porridge in unlimited quantities for just 1 yuan. The communal kitchen doesn't make money or lose money, so we manage to make both ends meet. Sixty-four-year-old Xiong Gengshan is Wan's wife. In this kitchen, she is in charge of distributing rice and gruel, collecting money, and chatting with their customers.
People like to talk to me. They feel happy and relaxed in this home-like kitchen. Then they recommend more people come here to cook. We don't set rules in this kitchen. They can use as much water, oil, and seasonings as they like.
People coming here don't really know each other. They just share this kitchen and cook. But one thing links them together for sure. Cancer. Sherling is cooking for her 20-year-old daughter, who was diagnosed with a benign adrenal tumor 2 months ago.
If people come to this kitchen to cook, either they or their family members have been diagnosed with cancer. There's a saying, who would come here if they were healthy?
Last month, Shay's daughter had tumor surgically removed in Jiangxi Cancer Hospital, which is a block away from Wan's communal kitchen. The surgery was successful, and now her daughter is under post-operative care in the hospital.
Stir-fried lotus root and a rib soup with corn. This is what I'm cooking today for my daughter. These are her favorites. My girl is very fussy about food.
Sherling is one of many who come to the communal kitchen every day to cook three meals. The hospital her daughter is staying in is the biggest cancer hospital in Jiangxi province. Like Sherling's daughter, many patients come to seek chemotherapy or regular hospitalization treatment from other cities. For them, where and what to eat remains a problem. This is where Wan Zhuochan's kitchen comes into play.
For cancer patients, their diet is very special. For healthy people like us, we can eat really whatever we want. But they can't. Spicy or salty food, seafood and a lot of ingredients. There's a lot of food they can't eat. Light meals are probably better, and they have to be very careful about what they decide to eat.
For me, saving money is the most important reason why I cook here. What's more, you can eat healthy, delicious food by cooking on your own. You see the meal I'm cooking now? The rib costs only 23 yuan, the lotus roots 4 yuan, and the corn is 3 yuan. I can cook two meals with all this. But in a restaurant, one dish would cost 10 yuan.
The mother of three says it's her daughter's first surgical operation since she was born.
My daughter suffered a lot during the treatment. The surgery hurt so much. When doctor said the tumor was benign, I breathed a sigh of relief. I know if the doctor decides to do surgery, it means things are not that bad. If the patient's situation is really bad, doctors will refuse to do the surgery.
Not everyone coming to Wan's kitchen is as lucky as Xieling's daughter. 55-year-old Zhang Yuansheng was diagnosed with stomach cancer and had surgery in 2016. 3 years later, a spread of cancer cells was found. His family lives in a city over 100 kilometers away from Nanchang. He needs to come to Jiangxi Cancer Hospital every 21 days for immunotherapy, a type of cancer treatment that helps the immune system fight cancer.
I used to be very optimistic and willing to talk to other people when I was healthy. After I was diagnosed with cancer, I began feeling pessimistic. Cancer is just like a barrier between me and others. Though I know it's not an infectious disease, other people might not think so. So now I usually keep my distance with others.
Normally, Zhang goes to the hospital for treatment on his own. His wife, Deng Lan Ying, has to take care of their grandson at home. But as Zhang's health condition has got worse, Deng has insisted on accompanying him for treatment this time. Fried rice, vegetables and soup are what Deng most often cooks for her husband because they are easy to digest.
The kitchen's owners are nice guys. It's cheap to cook here. Homemade food is more tasty and healthier than that bought from outside. And we need to save as much money as possible.
Deng admits the financial cost of cancer is pushing her family to the limit.
You know what? It's not that we are stingy with money. If it was curable, we would spend all our savings to save my husband. But it's cancer. It's just like playing ducks and drakes. We don't know what to do except count down his life in minutes. Now our whole family has decided that as long as my husband wants to live one more day, we will take him to hospital for treatment.
Since being diagnosed with cancer, Zhang has been wondering whether he is cursed with bad luck. He says he couldn't figure it out. Why does cancer happen to a good guy? Every time he comes to the kitchen, Xiong always says to him, just a fight. A miracle will happen. As long as you are eating and surviving, you are a hero.
There have been a lot of patients who have cooked here in the kitchen one day but died the next. I've seen too many things like that. But what can you do? The only thing I can do is help these patients eat better. In the face of cancer, patients always suffer no matter how rich they are. You know what? A good meal can comfort them. In this kitchen, we don't really care whether patients pay to cook. We just want to provide a place for them to have a good meal.
For cancer patients and their families, Wan and Xiong are the true heroes. The couple have been running this communal kitchen, which hasn't made any money for nearly two decades. People appreciate them, but also question, why do they do it? The story all begins with an unintentional helping hand. In 1993, Wan and Xiong started a fast food stand near the cancer hospital in Nanchang. They moved the stand to where the communal kitchen is now in 2002. At the time, they mainly sold breakfast food. Life wasn't easy, but the couple managed to make good money with non-stop hard work. One day at noon, when Wan and Xiong were about to close the stand, a couple came to them.
They asked me whether they could borrow the stove for a while to cook for their 11-year-old son who had been diagnosed with bone cancer and he had an amputation in the cancer hospital. The couple said their boy didn't like food bought from restaurants, so he wanted to eat homemade dishes. When my wife and I heard their story, and especially saw the little boy with only one foot, we were pretty heartbroken, because we're also parents. We knew how painful it was for them. I told the couple they could use the stove every day whenever they needed to. They wanted to pay me, but of course I refused, since it's not really a big deal for us. We didn't use the stoves at noon anyway. If we let them use the stoves, then the boy could eat his favorite dishes.
The news quickly spread around the cancer hospital. More and more patients and their families came to Wan and Xiong's breakfast stand to borrow the stoves. Wan remembers 50 to 60 people coming every day, so the couple opened up their stoves to all of them for free.
The patients thanked us again and again, saying that we're really good people. I didn't think it was a big deal. We were making money by selling breakfast then anyway. I know cancer is painful and costly, especially for those who came to Nanchang from other cities. Plus, cancer requires a very special diet. At that time, there wasn't really a communal kitchen concept. I just wanted to offer them a place to cook homemade meals.
However, at first, Wan and Xiong's daughter was against it.
At first, my daughter was against us opening up stoves for cancer patients. She said, "You should be resting at noon and making easy money every day. Why are you causing problems for yourselves? Why don't you keep your distance from cancer patients?"
But the couple were adamant.
My family was very poor when I was little. My parents struggled to feed the family. I didn't even have enough food to eat. Though I was healthy, life was still very hard. But think about those cancer patients who are sick and poor. They have to save each cent to buy food and medicine. I have empathy with them. If I could make money and have the ability to help others, then I should. I ask my daughter not to interfere with our choice. When we help others, we are happy. That's enough.
I told my daughter these patients were from other cities, and they didn't really have any support in the area, so we should help them. Plus, I knew that cancer wasn't an infectious disease.
The couple know only too well how devastating cancer can be for any family, especially Wan Zhuochen, whose father died of lung cancer in 1996.
My father actually died of cancer. When he was sick, I had to take care of him and also my own kids, which put a heavy burden on my shoulders. My father had treatment in the countryside at that time, which was quite far, and he didn't eat anything good there. I don't feel like I took good care of my father or fulfilled my filial duties before he died.
About a year later, the number of people coming to cook had increased to 100 a day. There was a shortage of stoves at the breakfast stand when Wan and Xiong decided to buy another 10 stoves and more cooking utensils.
The urban management was not so strict at that time, so we were allowed to put all the stoves in the corridor. We thought with more stoves, more patients could cook there. But people told us they felt embarrassed cooking dishes for free all the time. They begged us to charge a little, so we decided to charge a little bit.
And this was reasonable. since the kitchen is open 24 hours a day.
We always leave some stoves on in the room overnight. We don't lock up the rooms at night because we want the stoves to be available whenever people need them. We even set up a notice board outside to tell people that the kitchen is open for 24 hours. They can just go inside the kitchen, turn on the lights, and use everything in the kitchen to cook. Some people put 1 yuan on the table when they leave. Some don't. It doesn't really matter. All patients are in need. So as long as there's a place for them to cook at any time they want, that's payment enough.
The launch of the communal kitchen makes Wan and Sean's life much busier. They have to get up at 2 o'clock to make breakfast food. Then they start preparing the communal kitchen, such as cleaning, lighting the stoves, boiling hot water and making rice. This all takes a day. From 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., there are always people cooking in the kitchen.
In the past, I could work nonstop all day and didn't feel tired. But since I turned 60, I became less energetic. Now I'm always tired.
This hectic life lasted until 2019 when the local government subsidized the kitchen and helped them pay the rent. The couple then were able to stop the breakfast business. Before that, they had been using the money they earned from the breakfast business to support the operation of the communal kitchen. There's an old saying in China, food is a priority over all other necessities in life. Wan believes food has the power to heal.
Home is where real food is made. Without it, we can't really call it home. No matter how difficult things are, as long as the family has meals together, everything will be okay. It's always good to go home for dinner when you have difficulties outside. In this kitchen, people feel like they're going back home. They cook by themselves and they eat homemade dishes here. This is their home away from home.
Wan says 1 in 3 coming to the kitchen are novices at cooking.
Some cook for their wives, some for their mothers, and some for their kids. At first, they tend to bring vegetables and meat from the market here. And sometimes they ask if we can help them cook the dishes. A lot of times I tell them I can teach them how to cook, but they have to do it themselves. You need to take care of your own sick family member for a long period of time. So it goes without saying that you can help other people for a while, but not forever. This is how families love each other. If someone takes care of you when you're sick, you reciprocate that love when they need it. There's a saying that a friend in need is a friend indeed. It's also true in marriage and parental relationships. You can't abandon your loved ones when they're sick or in their time of need. I think most people express their love by cooking for their loved ones. I feel when patients eat homemade food, they feel loved, and it also gives them strength in fighting the disease.
Liu Jun is one of Wan's students. Apparently, he's not an expert at cooking. He can't differentiate between seasonings well. He's not sure when is the best time to put vegetables into the wok. The former bricklayer knew nothing about cooking until his wife was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer 5 years ago.
I didn't know how to cook before. Since my wife was sick, I started to learn. I found out it's not difficult. The dishes I cook are not delicious, but they are better and cheaper than food bought from outside. My hands used to hold hammers. Now they hold woks and cooking utensils. The green beans are for me. The sliced pork soup is for my wife. Vegetables are cheaper. It's enough for me. But my wife needs to eat good stuff. I appreciate my wife a lot. She used to work with me on construction sites. Meanwhile, she had to take care of me and our children. I didn't take good care of her.
Doctors told Liu that his wife may not survive this year.
I didn't tell her what the doctor said to me. I encouraged her to keep a good mood and fight the cancer. I told my wife, if you survive this time, you could live for many years.
Fighting cancer is a battle, not only for patients, but also their families, who are expected to provide economic and emotional support. Inside the hospital, in front of the patients, families can't look downhearted or pessimistic. But here in Wan and Joan's kitchen, they can relax and breathe a little bit.
Yesterday, my father said it hurt so much that he would rather die. He begged the doctor to give him an injection to kill him. I can't stand it. I'm heartbroken. It used to be daddy's little girl, but now, seeing my father lying in bed in the ICU, I don't even dare to go inside. I'm afraid he's more miserable seeing me crying. I only cook some dishes here in the kitchen and ask my mother to take them to him. But now, he only eats a little.
I always tell patients and their families not to think too much. Just eat this meal first and do what they can do. Then they will feel better. I like to joke with them sometimes. I help people free themselves here. I want to build a warm home for them.
Now, volunteers come regularly to help Wan and Sean run the kitchen. And the couple always get rice, oil, and cooking utensils from anonymous donors. But they never accept donated money.
If people want to donate, they can give the money to patients. We don't need the money. My husband and I can make a living. We are healthy. My children can work and feed themselves. I would rather give the donations to patients. They're poor people. Some of them can't even afford food.
Running this kitchen gives me a sense of happiness because I feel we should try our best to help others when they need help. In doing this work, people are always thanking us for giving them a helping hand. The joy I get from what I do is payment enough, so it doesn't really matter if we make any money. I just want to do things that make me happy. Isn't that what life is about?
We just want to help cancer patients live a few more days, even if they are destined to die. We try to make their last few days happy. There's nothing else we can do. I'm happy to help others. I wish I could also help others in the next life.
Having been guarding the kitchen for nearly two decades, the couple know cancer is not an easy enemy. They say they just do what they should and can do.